When we think about the seven indications for coronary laser atherectomy, all of these indications are really complex disease types. And we really believe in laser atherectomy in challenging cases because debulking and lesion modification in these challenging lesions are even more important. They allow for increased treatment options. For example, in a saphenous vein graft that's occluded, your physician might be really hesitant to bring that balloon pressure up high because of the pliable nature of the SVG. In this case, using the laser, to debulk and modify that lesion prior to balloon angioplasty is going to allow the physician to have the option of ballooning at a lower pressure and achieving maximum result. Laser can also facilitate balloon and stent delivery. In a failed PTCA scenario where your doctor cannot get the treatment device to cross the lesion, laser can really help soften up that tissue and modify the plaque morphology so that you can actually get your balloon across and get your stent across. Laser can also optimize stent size and expansion by modifying the plaque morphology underneath. And this is really essential for optimizing the stent and drug apposition to the vessel wall, which we all know is important for long-term outcomes for the patient.